Hello and welcome to Press TV's debate. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Foreign troops must leave Iraq. This is according to the Iraqi parliament, which is pressuring the government to set a date deadline for foreign troops to leave. There are 5,000 American troops on the ground in Iraq. Will Baghdad try to force the Americans out, and how will Washington react? Stay with us as we take a look at this topic on this debate.
Nearly 15 years after the U.S. invasion of their country, Iraqis are still grappling with what are seen as the attack's sequels. The chaos which ensued the onslaught, the birth of militant groups amid the turmoil, the creation of Daesh, the most notorious terror group ever, which recently left a trail of destruction across large swathes of Iraq before being defeated, and now the presence of U.S.-led troops. The Iraqi parliament demanded the government set a timetable for foreign troops' withdrawal from the country.
The U.S. Troops' presence in Iraq is not under any legal agreement between Baghdad and Washington. The role of the troops which are present here, they are unknown to be, it is not known whether they are advisors for the Iraqi government or they are combat troops.
The U.S.-led forces were deployed with the stated aim of fighting Daesh, though the bulk of the war on the terrorist group was fought by the Iraqi army, volunteer forces and the Kurdish Peshmerga. The U.S.-led coalition has been blamed for a large number of civilian casualties in Iraq. Hundreds of civilians have died in the coalition airstrikes as of January 2018 alone. Some strategists within the U.S. political spectrum believe that the U.S. pullout from Iraq under former President Barack Obama was a mistake, as it left a vacuum which could be filled by Washington's rivals, which they claim are Russia and Iran.
Well, I think the U.S. troops are still in Iraq now for the sheer purpose of making sure that Iraq continues to be a compliant colony of the United States. I mean, I don't think that this is anything radical to assume, considering that the United States has already built permanent military bases inside of the country. What we've seen recently in the last few years, particularly with regards to the war on Daesh, is the Iraqi government taking great exception to the tremendous amount of collateral damage that has been wrought upon the country as a result of the United States. This move to continue to keep U.S. forces inside the country, despite the fact that they are very clearly not welcome and have been voted out, is nothing more than another symptom of that continual U.S. drive to ignore the wishes of the people in the countries that they occupy.
Western analysts say the U.S. under President Donald Trump plans to play a more active role in the Middle East, lest the region fall into the hands of Russia, which has made a comeback with a vengeance decades after the collapse of the former Soviet Union. The U.S. is facing an uphill task to reverse Russia's resurgence in this regard, as Washington's two notorious and devastating wars in Afghanistan and Iraq have damaged its image in the Middle East and the Muslim world almost beyond repair. The invasions reduced the two countries' infrastructure to rubble and left tens of thousands of people dead, while their stratospheric costs have ignited a debate on the rationale behind the wars.
I'd like to welcome my guest to the program out of Baghdad from the State of Law Coalition, Mr. Saad al-Mutalabi, and out of Richmond, Mr. Frederick Peterson, Congressional Defense Policy Advisor. Thank you both for being with us. Let's start this off in Richmond. Well, Frederick Peterson, now the U.S. had troops on the ground in Iraq allegedly to fight against Daesh, which Iraqi government claimed 2 months ago as defeated except for some cells. Why shouldn't the U.S. leave Iraq now?
Well, in fact, the U.S. is withdrawing forces now regularly, forces that are coming to the end of their tour are not being replaced by additional forces. The forces that stay there in Iraq right now that are still stationed are largely in a training role, training and assisting the Iraqi and other coalition military to defend, preserve, and protect the peace within Iraq and to defeat the remaining Daesh threat. Now, what has happened is U.S. troops were prematurely withdrawn a few years ago, 3 years ago or so, and under the Obama administration, and had to be reintroduced because very rapidly on their premature withdrawal, much of Iran fell under this Daesh threat.
Iraq and as opposed to Iran.
U.S. troops and coalition Iraq, yes, ma'am, had to be reintroduced in order to reassert the government, in order to preserve the territorial integrity of the country. That is largely accomplished now, and there is no debate that the troops, the U.S. troops, are being withdrawn, and the threat is largely but not completely defeated.
Okay, so you're saying, so let me just, I want to understand this, Frederick Peterson.
Yes.
So you're saying that all of the American troops will be leaving Iraqi soil?
Well, yes, that is certainly the intention.
Okay.
We have no intention of acquiring territory that we're not invited to stay to assist and protect a legitimate government.
All right, great. Let me cross over to Baghdad and get Mr. Motalabi in on this discussion. Said Motalabi, your take on that. So then there's actually then no debate, I guess. If the United States is really taking their troops out and the Iraqi government wants them to take the troops out, then all is good. But tell me your take on it all.
Well, I don't know the exact amount of troops that are pulling out and the units that had not been replaced. Well, that is definitely good news, if that is the case. But regardless, we have heard from the Pentagon that the Americans will not leave Iraq and they will stay there for another 20 years. Now, I don't think we have any training programs that will last for 20 years in the future. So definitely there are conflicting reports on the presence and the role of the American troops in Iraq. South of Kurdistan, which is the Arab part of Iraq, we have a number of Iraqi American bases, but mainly they were for training and support purposes. But the problem is with the bases inside Kurdistan, with the fighting abilities, with fighting helicopters, and with attack airplanes, and with the number of troops that is unclear to us, and even these bases we cannot enter to because they are in Kurdistan area, and we cannot send our troops into Kurdistan to investigate. So there is a two side to the story. The bases in the south of Iraq, in the middle and the west of Iraq, are definitely, and it is true, they are training programs. They have been for training purposes. But again, we don't know the intention of these troops, how long they will stay.
Okay.
How true is the Pentagon press release that the Americans want to stay in Iraq indefinitely or for another 20 years?
Well, speaking of that.
But the parliament, therefore.
All right, speaking of
sorry,
that.
Sorry, therefore
said,
the parliament. So,
all right, stay with me, Said Al-Talabi. Frederick Peters, speaking of the Americans wanting to stay there, let me read something from U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson just a few months ago. And he says the American forces have the right to stay in Iraq. Under 2001 and 2002 authorization for the use of military force, as long as they want, whether the government in Baghdad requests or agrees with it or not. Your take on that comment then from U.S. Secretary of State?
Well, I think what he was referring to is on the U.S. side, not on the invitation of a legitimate government to stay in a country that is besieged by enemies, both foreign and domestic, and in which there is an active, hostile military action and terrorist action being taken against that government. When the United States gives its word to assist an ally, the United States keeps its word to assist an ally.
Even if that ally
what,
no longer wants assistance.
What the Secretary was referring to, no, that's not true, and I don't believe that was the import of what he was saying.
Okay.
If we were demanded to leave by an ally, the United States, I mean, it wouldn't really make much sense because we are there to help them, and we are in fact helping them at the cost of American and coalition blood and treasure. We are there to assist. We must also look at the fact that Iraq has become a playground of greater powers beyond its border, and they are playing out a geostrategic game within the borders of Iraq. That is another very good reason for the United States to contribute to a stability and integrity of the region by maintaining troops. But I should say that those troops will only be maintained by invitation and by the hospitality of a legitimate government that occupies that country.
Okay.
As regrettable as it would be if they are disinvited, if they are requested to leave by a legitimate request of the people in government of Iraq, I am certain that they would not be staying. But we should look at the larger geostrategic games that are being played in that region.
Okay, stay with me on that. Stay with me on that, Frederick Peterson. What about that, Mr. Saeed Motalebi? Let's look at the greater geostrategic game, as Mr. Peterson call it, being played in the area. Let's go back a little bit. If we look at Iraq, and of course the United States was involved in 2003 and the war against the former regime Saddam Hussein. Now, from that time on, though, would you agree or disagree that we have seen a continual deterioration of security up until basically the end of last year and, of course, this year, that things are getting better? I want to talk about that. Was the United States' role important in maintaining security, or do you think that Washington played a role in the insecurity in your country?
Well, to be very honest, after 2003, the Americans had no experience in nation building or in resolving complex political matters in the Middle East. The Americans had very little experience on that. I'm speaking from experience here. I met all ambassadors. I worked with all American ambassadors here in Baghdad. And I know how little they knew about Iraq and how little they knew of the Middle East. And they had no idea of the complex social structure of Iraq and the surrounding countries. So the problem started from the inability to understand and learn the social structure here and its strategic influence on the wider picture here in the Middle East. That continued, and the problem is we see America as an important player in that geopolitical new picture that is being formed here in the Middle East. And America is an important player, and sometimes it's a destructive player, as happens in 2014 when the Iraqi government asked the Americans to intervene in stopping ISIS taking Mosul, and Obama's government refused the assistance and conditioned the assistance on the removal of the Iraqi government. So this non-understanding of the Iraqi structure and the political structure in Iraq led to a very, very complex picture where the Americans failed in providing security or assisting in providing a stable political environment here in the Middle East. The Americans were playing they were played by the Saudi hand. The Saudis pushed the Americans into a certain position that led to further destruction, further misunderstanding of international politics or regional politics here in the Middle East. So it's a very complex picture and needs hours to explain.
Well, Frederick Peterson, what about that? It seems that many times when the United States is involved in certain areas, there is a lack of understanding, to say the least, about the places that they're involved in. It can actually lead to more destruction. We saw, actually, Iraqi military high-ranking officers during last year and talking about some of the drops as far as the weapons that the Americans were supposed to be giving to their own troops or allied troops, but continually went in the hands of Daesh. And so many moves that were made on the ground by the Americans that actually helped the terrorist group. Your take about that, that there are some that talk about collusion between actually the Americans and the terrorists.
Well, as far as collusion goes, that indicates an intentional cooperation and collaboration, and that certainly is not accurate. However, I will very largely and substantially agree with the points, many of the points made by your other guest, that I thought were quite incisive, and in all honesty, although supporting the American engagement there, the purpose of that engagement was to assist, protect, and defend a legitimate government, but it was not always done, I will readily admit, and many Americans in the military, as well as in government, will acknowledge was not done with the wisest of tactics and strategy, and was not done with the most adept diplomacy either.
Okay.
We need to correct that. I think we are working to correct that. And there is an opportunity just on the horizon, I think, if we can maintain ourselves together, not blame others from beyond the borders. We don't need Saudis to make our policy incorrect, and we don't need Saudis to recognize our policy when it is incorrect.
Okay, stay with me, Frederick Peterson.
There
so sorry.
Has been
stay with me, sir. I got to cross over to our
yes.
Facebook. I got to
sure.
cross over to our Facebook wall and see what some of our viewers
okay.
have had to say about this this topic.
American troops are not fighting terrorists, but they are helping them. So U.S. troops should be evacuated from both Iraq and Syria. If it wasn't for the U.S. troops, Daesh would have run Iraq by now. If they leave, you will see what it means to defend a territory. American soldiers have no right to stay there. They should withdraw from Iraq as soon as possible. The presence of the U.S. forces in any country around the world means suffering, anarchy, poverty, spying and interference in that country's domestic affairs. U.S. should stay in Iraq as the Iranian regime is trying to expand its influence in the region. The U.S. forces are in Iraq, Afghanistan and Syria because it makes it easier for America to attack Iran. But the U.S. is wrong. It cannot win a war with Iran.
Staying with you, Frederick Peterson, what do you think? You heard some of our viewers and their perspective. Is it not that the United States want a foot in this region, want to stay in this region because of geopolitical reasons?
Well, actually, I would compliment the selection of comments that you presented as being representative of a diversity of opinions. What we have within the region, I think viewers and thinkers of good faith would recognize is, in a sense, a game of thrones. It's a game of geostrategic rivalry, which is one component of the war there, a large component of the war there. The United States presence, if it is to continue, should be in alliance with a valid government of Iraq that represents the true interests and the true representation of the people. If we can maintain that, we certainly do have a role to play to resist this Game of Thrones that is being played by external forces and to meet the legitimate aspirations of the Iraqi people of all Sunni, Shia, and Kurdish elements.
Okay.
They should come together. They need to come together to defend and protect themselves, and we are there, and the coalition is there to help.
Mr. Saad Motalebi, final comments. You heard Mr. Peterson, Frederick Peterson. So he says that the coalition is there to help. But your take and what it will actually take for security to continue and even get better in your country. What needs to happen?
I like his reference to Game of Thrones, and I think the Nightwalkers definitely represent here the side of the evil of ISIS, and the others are trying to stop that evil. The problem is that sometimes the Americans make a strategic mistake, as they did by influencing a further enticing the tension between Kurdistan and Iraq by allowing Kurdistan, the government, to muscle its way away from Iraq and push for a separatist policy within the nation of Iraq. He said, the U.S. speaker very kindly said that it's very important for the Shia, Sunni, and Kurds to come together, but they cannot come together if one of them is protected by an external force, and that external force exercise its powers and influence over the others. That will always lead to a sensitivity, internal sensitivity, and the presence of American troops in Iraq, that will lead for regional sensitivity. The other nations would want also to have presence, military presence in Iraq, as we have now the Turks having bases in Bashiqa, close to Mosul. The only country that has no forces in Iraq is Iran, and Iran is accused of influencing Iraqi politics.
Okay, on that note, we'd love to continue. We'd love to continue, but we're out of time. So sorry. Thank you so much for being with us out of Baghdad, Mr. Saad Al-Motalebi, State of Law Coalition, and out of Richmond, Frederick Peterson, Congressional Defense Policy Advisor. And thank you, Mr. Peterson, for appreciating the diversity of our comments. We here at Press TV pride ourselves on bringing all opinions to light. So thank you for that, at least for acknowledging it. And with that, that brings us to the end of this debate right here in Tehran. I'm Marzia Hashemi, signing off for myself and all the crew. See you next time.